Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And what did you want on that pizza? Pineapple?
Fuck yeah.
She's jerking him off with the emotion. He probably got a fucking great handy.
I think his penis was disgusting.
Roly-poly-oly? What the hell's a roly-poly? Do you think the first time... Wait, are roly-polies just doing sit-ups?
I don't know what a roly-poly is.
You don't know what a roly... You know what a roly-poly is.
All right, well, why don't you explain
something? Dude, they had a show called Roly-poly-oly.
And yes,
roly-polies as fucking animation.
The fuck is a roly-poly?
Dude, you know what a roly-poly is.
The little, it's like a little black beetle that rolls up into a ball when it wants to... When it's afraid or whatever.
Dude, they are...
My older brother made me eat some one time. He told me they were chocolate chips.
Gross! No. That's why you got addicted to heroin.
That is.
You've seen these things, right? They literally live in like poop. Roly-poly. Who?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I've seen this. Yeah, yeah.
What is there a better name for them? What's the scientific name?
It's not roly-poly, I'll tell you what. It looks like a small anteater. Oh, no, a small
pill bugs.
Armadillo.
Ew. They're called pill bugs. Pill bug. Yeah, I hate that.
Well, that's a horrible name, too. They're like, roly-poly. Oh, what does that look like? Pill. Let's call it that.
But that doesn't even look like a pill. It looks like a little airsoft pebble.
But I'm confused about what scientists did. They go, that looks like a pill, it's called a pill. But then they name some weird shit. It's called a pussy.
What?
You're gonna fucking vulva? No.
Wait, the real scientific name is Armadillo Today.
Yeah.
I like that. It sounds like a drunk guy trying to get his words together. Armadillo Dimmadome. Dude, yeah, who pitched to fucking, what channel was it on? Nickelodeon? Probably. Roly-poly-oly. Yeah, they made a cartoon about roly-polies, and I can't even get a fucking TV show. What the hell is wrong with this town?
You're not a roly-poly.
Well, true. Roly-poly, diverse, higher.
Yeah, also, roly-polies is just like, there's a more interesting thing. What are they?
Roly-poly-oly.
What did they do? Roly-poly aioli should be the name of a Buffalo Wild Wings wing sauce.
Look at those little freaks. That was a cartoon.
Well, they're not even close to what those are.
I don't know. Imagine writing for that show, and you're at a bar. So what do you do for work? I'm a writer on roly-poly-oly. And she's like... Say it again slower.
Roly-poly.
I'll give you something else to roll. Fuck. A lot of cash. I don't know.
Oh, roll down the condom? You ever have a girl put on a condom? It's a very sensual thing.
Yeah, there's only like 2 rolls though.
Oh, yeah. But I'm telling you,
at
dude.
The bottom.
Those extra 2 rolls at the end, not needed.
Oh, I'm rolling it over my pelvis.
Dude.
Yeah!
It's just not needed. Also, when a girl is watching you put the condom on, you got to give it an extra. At least 2 rolls.
Yeah. Half 2.
You ever pull your dick out with a condom on and there's like hella extension at the end, like your dicks, and then it looks like it's wearing like a beanie.
Yeah, like a Santa hat.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's so much extra because you didn't have to have those 2 extra roll downs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like when the equivalent of girls putting on jeans. Like you then when they got ass and they go to pull it up and then they do the jumps, I feel like that's a little exaggerated, but I'm all in for it. I'm like, I'm well turned on.
Oh, the jumps are hot.
It's 7:30 a.m. and I'm a little turned on.
What is the earliest you've ever jerked off?
Oh, wow.
Like, I mean,
no, maybe like 10 a.m.
That can't be the earliest.
Well,
I've walked in for a flight and jerked off. Did I miss that flight?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait, backtrack.
Go ahead.
You jerked off before a flight, thus missing your flight.
No. That was just a little additive of
I was going to say, that'd be funny.
Funny
if you call Southwest, you're like, I missed my flight. And they're like, yeah, traffic's crazy. You're like, my dick.
Yeah.
What?
My dick. The fucking Highway 95.
I'm just not horned up in the morning like that.
Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes, dude, you ever wake up with a fucking... I mean, sometimes you got to get rid of it.
It's like, well, I usually pee and it's gone. But I feel bad enough just opening Instagram right as I wake up. I can't imagine opening my eyes and then going straight to Pornhub. People do that.
Oh, yeah.
By the millions. That's just aggressive. Like, if your eyes are still opening, they're blinded by a girl getting analed on the way to, like, some islands.
I've done it more often than not when, like, you fuck at night and you don't come.
And the girl's still there? No.
No.
Or, have you ever jerked off while
a
girl... How does that work?
Did they don't know what you're asking me. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, like, have you ever jerked off while a girl, like, that you were hooking up with was either still there or, like, let's say, like...
In the shower, I've done it a lot.
Okay.
Like, I just, like, when she's still, like, sleeping or whatever, I have to go shower. And, like, I'm still horny, but she's sleeping and she has to work.
Is that because you guys didn't end up banging or...
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Dude, sometimes, like, it hasn't happened to me, like, in the last whatever years, but definitely, like, you know, in college and, like, early, like, post-grad, you'd hook up with a girl and just, like, you just wouldn't fuck. You'd just do a bunch of, like, dry humping or whatever, and you just, like, wouldn't fuck. That's the mornings that you wake up and, like, my penis hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get rid of this poison.
Yeah, it looks like you stubbed your dick on, like, a door frame or some shit. It's all like, let me out!
And then it's, like, right above your penis, it just, like, aches.
The blue ball.
Oh!
The blue ball.
Women think that's a hoax. It's not a hoax.
Not a hoax. The feeling of it, it's not good. It's like a brain freeze for your cock.
That's great. Title?
Brain freeze for your cock.
Write that down, someone.
Title, guys, number 30, best podcast in comedy. Number 30 on the Spotify charts.
Bro.
Fucking amazing. Amazing.
Guys, thank you so much. That's insane.
And if you listen on Apple.
Please keep listening on Apple.
No, anywhere you listen, however you get this podcast, we fucking love you, to be honest. 30th in the United States of comedy podcast. I think my cul-de-sac alone has probably like 17 pods on it.
Dude, I get hit up, I'm not shitting you, and you probably you too, twice a day by people being like, starting a podcast, you have any advice? Don't do it.
Yeah. Hey, look, we're 100 episodes in and we're just now being like, this is fun. But dude, it takes a lot of work. And I got to say, we couldn't do it out with Gabe the babe
on the
ones and twos. Gabe is the backbone. He's the nut to the sock, you could say.
Oh, not you could say, you do say.
We do say. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause.
Yes.
Thank you.
Gabe the babe.
Gabe the babe. Congratulations
to you two too. I mean, it's incredible. Because this is like in number 30 comedy Spotify charts for the whole year. Like, that's like the average position for the whole year. 30 months possible.
Whole year.
And these days, like, podcasting is different now. Like, you guys are competing with Michelle Obama.
Yeah. So wait, you know what I mean? Does that mean we're 29 spots away from Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah.
That's exactly what that means.
Dude, what am I? If we were in a classroom, we'd be in the same classroom. He would have like the early last name and we'd be in the back being like, this motherfucking Joe Alphabet Rogan.
Yeah, we would be in the back in like a very small desk and we both have to sit in the same one. But like,
we're in the classroom.
But we're in the classroom.
We got the same Snapchat filter as everybody else at the club.
Yeah,
it's like our filter still says One Oak, but we're in the parking lot.
100%. And the teacher doesn't know our names.
Yeah.
The teacher has no idea.
Dude, when a teacher forgets your name, it's a little disrespectful, right? They're like, I'm so sorry. I forget.
You can't hit me with a no. You can't hit me with a I'm sorry.
Just try. You'll get it. Michael? Yep, that's
there,
me.
There you go.
Do you think teachers like practice with like flashcards, like with like the face and a name? They're like, okay, Michelle, Michael.
I honestly do.
They get names down pretty quick.
They always do. They never like mess up people's names. Never.
Mm.
Very rarely.
They butcher some names though.
I would butcher the shit out of
But they always brief it and they're like, guys, if I fuck up your name, well, obviously I don't say that. Guys, if I mess up your name, just correct me and let it go. And
yeah, and they also want to say, last night I went to TGI Fridays and got super fucking drunk and railed out by a divorced hooker in the parking lot. And then she wakes up and then she teaches English.
Teaches kids.
We forget that.
Yeah.
She's 26.
She's teaching us the vowels and she's like, D-U-I. You're like, hold up.
Hold on.
Where'd that D come in?
Hold up.
Why do all the dopest things come in acronyms of three?
What do you mean? NBA?
STD. NHL.
ST's not great.
ASS.
S.
T-I-T.
B-U-T. B-U-T. T.
B-U-T squared?
Yo, emo.
Emo.
What's up? Goth.
Anyways, so yeah, and then this is episode 99, so it's kind of just tying up 2020 nicely, you know. Gonna hit episode 100 next week. We're gonna try to do something really neat for that, and then also the top 30 was a cool bring it together.
Yeah, and you guys gave us a bunch of love, like posting all of your
Spotify Unwrapped. Yeah, yeah. That was crazy. That People were really sending cool. us like, "Yeah, I listened to 15 episodes in one day."
Right,
and that was like, so cool. "Holy shit, yeah.
dude!" I reposted someone that said something like 27 episodes, something crazy, like 27 episodes in one day, or whatever. And then someone responded to that being like, "Yo, man, that means they didn't finish the episode." And I was like, "Ah, fuck!" And I deleted it.
Really?
Yeah. 27 episodes. You can't. I mean, you literally can't do that. Not in one day, unless you're not finishing the episode.
Yeah, they just watch all the Patreon highlights on Spotify, the 9 minute clips. Oh boy. Oh boy, a lot of milestones coming up. Almost close to 5K on Patreon. Doing the 100 on this episode next week.
And yeah, it's crazy.
30th in comedy. Great times. Great good time. Stuff.
God damn. Ladies and gentlemen.
But mainly gentlemen, not for any specific reason other than this ad is brought to you by Blue Chew, which makes your dick hard.
Hard. H-A-R-D hard. Is that why it's ended with a D? Because it understands dick. Hard is a dick hard. Get you D hard?
D hard. Not only does it make you hard, the endurance is at a peak 10.
God damn. You ever like fuck come what? And you go, damn, I'd like to go again? Blue Chew.
Did you find yourself at the Thanksgiving table? This is not where it sounds like it's going.
All right.
We had the table. And you had of one plate, and you're like, I want another plate, then another plate. That's what your dick is doing after sex. It wants another plate of coochie.
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Guess what those do? Get your dick hard. And who doesn't like something chewable? I like it. It's candy for your dick. It's like Nerds Rope for your dick.
Blue Chew is made in the USA. It's prescribed only by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor. Wait in line. What, am I going to wait in line with a soft dick? No, I'm going to wait at home with a hard dick. Blue Chew. Anyways, it's even cheaper than a pharmacy, and they prepare it and ship it to your house in a discreet little package. No awkwardness, and you don't even have to leave the house.
So right now, you've got a special deal for y'all. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code SOCKS. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, it's BlueChew.com. Promo code SOCKS. Try for free. All you got to do is pay $5 for shipping. Go do it and get a H-A-R-D dick.
Hard.
Goddamn. Speaking of 2020 wrap up. What happened to me 2 days ago is by far one of the saddest / funniest things that has ever happened to me in my life. Everyone ready?
Material.
Sure you are. Sit forward.
So give the people the brief of what is about to happen. Like who, so, what, where, and why.
So there was this new girl that I've been talking about the last like couple episodes. It's in my life.
Hold on.
Yeah, met her on Halloween.
Met her in real life.
Met her in real life. Yeah, real life.
Yeah, you're about to say met her on bum shit.
No.
Restaurant?
Real life.
Restaurant. What happens at?
Yeah, so we met at the restaurant, and your girlfriend was there being my wingman. It was great. So we met, hung out a bunch, and I'm a person that can tell pretty quickly if I'm like, oh, this person has, I could maybe be with this person in the future, or nah, this is not happening. This might be just like a fuck, or it might just be like a couple night thing, and then I'll never talk to you again type of thing.
Couple pumps.
Couple pumps, yeah. So, but this girl, I was like, oh shit. She's super cool. We got along great.
Personality.
Great
bubbly.
Personality. Bubbly. She's an actress.
Tits.
That's the first thing you saw. I didn't even realize that she had tits. Isn't that funny? That I looked at the pictures and you go, tits. And I was like, what? Didn't even look. Don't care. Didn't even look. Don't care.
Tits.
And this, she was like 5'2 with tits. Like she walked.
Give some of those to your ankles. Goddamn, grown inch.
Goddamn. She walks in the room and everyone goes, tits. One goes, that's a girl. Tits.
well, transitive property, tits.
Tits, girl, tits. Transitive property. So, anyways, so we're getting along great. We go on a bunch of cute dates. I already told you guys a couple episodes ago. You're going phenomenal. Sex is great.
It
like,
is.
She's a freak. I'm a freak. It was great.
Sounded good so far.
Yeah. Okay. This is what I thought. Thought everything was going great. We were like, you know, we're doing this for a month. She goes away last weekend. Upstate, wherever the fuck, to with her friends, to fucking whatever.
I thought you could only be upstate in New York. That's the only place people say upstate New York.
It's true.
Like, upstate Nevada. Also, is it Nevada or Nevada? Because people who say Nevada, oh boy.
people who say
crowbar to the dick.
Yeah, right to the.
What are crowbars used for?
To open windows in homes that you don't own.
And skulls, yes.
Yeah.
Anything you see somebody with a crowbar, you're like, I trust that man with my bank account.
Really? Every time I see a man with a crowbar, I'm like, oh my God, that I don't, you're a robber.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would not trust him.
Would not. I thought you said would trust.
Oh, no.
No, I would not trust him with my daughter. Are you going to trust anyone with your daughter?
I don't know. Because if you don't show like any trust, then like you're just a shitty dad, but you show too much trust, you're like an overprotective dad. So you gotta be in the middle. You'll be like, you like make a cool dad joke, shake the guy's hand a little too hard though. Big, like, what's up, champ? You look pretty good. Yeah, what you playing
it's
sports?
Just
you don't bitch.
Horrendous to think about you having a daughter and your daughter has a boyfriend, and you know for a fact that the boyfriend's piping your daughter. How do you handle that, dude? How do you look fucking Bradley in the face and go, hey, man, glad you came over for Thanksgiving, knowing?
Oh, yeah, I wonder what the initial thoughts are just going through the head, like, he fucks. It's not like when he's talking, he's like, well, I am a first-year student at the University of Denver, and I am, and then in your head, you're just like, he's having sex.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, you're like, I'm not listening to this. What does this matter? Are you going to marry this guy? What's got to be awkward for parents is when parents know that their daughter brings home a guy that she's definitely not going to marry or hopes that.
Right. Well, that's why like all the Hallmark movies start like that. The guy pulls up in a motorcycle and she's like, Stephanie, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to marry that dude, or you might.
Yeah. But even like with my sister, like one of the guys I met, and I was like, it's not going to last long. And then they're sitting there like, well, yeah, I have plans. We're going to do this. And I was like, yeah,
no, you're not.
Happen.
No, you're not. Look at your face. You're disgusting, sir.
All right. Tits. Roomba. Should I buy a Roomba? Are those the vacuums?
Yeah, I hear that they're loud. I had a friend that just bought one and he was like, I thought it was going to be cool, but then I realized that it's like having an actual vacuum cleaner on just all the time.
That's
vacuums.
Horrible.
So loud.
Dude, you know who hates vacuums worse than anyone?
Greta.
Oh my God.
Dogs do not know the fuck to do with anything.
Dude, I don't even turn it on. I take it out of the closet. Greta will lunge. Like bite. I've never seen her bite anything. She literally bites
it. Oh, she attacks it?
Oh. Oh. It's not like, oh, hey, what are you? It's like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, my parents' dog, it was terrified of trash bags.
Yeah.
So you'd take out a trash bag and it would go nuts. It would sprint upstairs. But I just want to know what's going through the dog's head. It's like, oh, fuck! The little weird ghost thing that comes out of nowhere and smells like plastic is here.
I think Greta's like, fuck this red dog. I think she thinks it's a fucking dog.
It does kind of look like an Autobot from a dog's POV.
100%.
Isn't it weird how POV only sounds like porn, but it's just a point of view? Like in public, if you're like, well, what's your POV? They'd be like, my dick's out.
Oh, shit. Pornhub?
Pornhub visual?
POV is the best. I mean, how many times you type POV in a search bar? 2,000, like all the time. Emo POV. Send. Emo POV send. Send.
Send?
I don't know. Enter.
Oh, enter.
Emo point of view feet send.
It sounded like an email you're writing. Emo POV. Send.
Oh, yeah.
Send. It's warm regards.
Warm regards. Girl. Tits. All right. So everything's going great.
Everything's going good. She goes upstate California?
Yeah, she goes to fucking Northern California. That's how you say it. Well, with a friend, right? She was up there for like a week. And we're still communicating, but it was a little off because I was at Thanksgiving and she was having Thanksgiving with a friend. I was like, all right, whatever. So she calls me. She calls me two days ago.
This doesn't sound good.
It's not good, but it's so funny, dude. Especially coming.
Give me a little more lead up. So you guys are off and on kind of texting.
No, dude. We're like, we are before the Thanksgiving holiday. We were literally talking every day. Like FaceTiming, pretty much seeing each other every single day. Like holding hands, going to the dog park together.
Oh,
doing
shit.
Like late
dog
night.
Park?
Yeah, dude. Late night walks around the park. Like,
damn.
She asked me, she's like, how do you feel about kids? Like it was
what?
Like, yeah, dude. It was like,
damn. What was your answer on that, by the way?
Oh, I want kids. Not, I mean, not,
how
not,
many?
Not in the near future, too.
Okay.
Yeah, people want a whole like gaggle of kids. What do you want to fill a minivan?
Yeah.
I want to have to have.
You're like, you only need one to go in the carpool lane. I don't know.
Yeah, what is the fucking thing here?
It's just awkward when there's like seven kids and you're just like one of the kids. You're like, Mom, do you even know my name? She's
no.
Like, of course, Kevin?
Yeah, wear a name tag. Anyways.
My mom would always fuck up my name because she would just call me by my sister's name.
Yeah.
She'd be like, whatever you are. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how stressed out are you?
My mom will always, I'm always the third name that comes out of her face. Really? It is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's like, listen, John, I mean, Aaron, Michael.
Michael, Aaron.
But it's the, I mean, you only got three. I can't even be the second option. It's always John, Aaron, Michael.
Well, at least she didn't call you by the sister's name.
She did. She goes, John, Aaron.
Aaron's a girl.
Yeah, yeah. Aaron, Michael, third.
John, Aaron, Michael sounds like a very good either like quarterback for like a very like, hey, goddamn Ohio State team or like a Republican senator.
Yeah.
John, Aaron, Michael.
John, Aaron, Michael.
Or like direct sign.
I think he sounds like a WWE, WEW, whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Aaron's a little too churchy for me.
Aaron?
John, Aaron, Michael. It's a little too churchy.
John, Aaron, Michael sounds like a gospel.
Do you think Michael Bublé fucks?
Yes.
He has to.
Dude.
I think December 1st.
Dude.
I think December 1st hits, he goes, let me see what Spotify talking about. And then he just walks outside with a goddamn stocking over his cocking. And then he just goes, this is me. He probably just walks into Starbucks and goes, yeah, this is me playing in the background. Oh, can I get an order for this is me playing in the background?
And they go, who? And you go, I don't know. Let me get a coffee with on top bubbles, you fucking idiot.
I love
Michael Bublé.
If you read it, it's like bubbly or like bubble.
Yeah.
Bublé. Bublé. A fucking, he's got a good Christmas name. He can't be singing. He's got a good Christmas name. Bublé.
Bublé.
Sounds like holiday, you know, in the park type shit. Holding hands.
He's also hot.
Oh, yeah.
He's not like a dude with a good voice with a gremlin face. He's actually hot with a good, dude, all you need is a good voice. All you need is to be able to play guitar really good or have a good voice and you fucking.
We talked about that,
and
man.
On top of it, he's got a good face. Probably a good dick.
Probably.
Would you take his life with like a 2-inch dick?
Yeah.
All right, me too.
Yeah.
Gabriel?
Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Would take Michael Bublé's life with a 2-inch dick?
Yeah.
Knowing that every single time you drop your pants, the girls are going to be horrendously depressed.
I think that the Michael Bublé Christmas album is the pinnacle of recorded music. And I think that if I could have that, if I could be the one, I could look to that album and say, this is mine. I wrote this. Mm-hmm. I performed these songs.
Okay.
Whatever the cost.
Pretty good looking dude.
That's crazy that you think that's the pinnacle of Christmas music.
I don't know.
Because the pinnacle of Christmas music is Mariah Carey's Christmas album.
Nah, Michael Bublé.
Yes, Michael Bublé's hot. So I know what he looks like.
Hot.
He's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
He looks like a country singer in my eyes. He also looks like my future husband. What?
God damn. I want to know what gel he... Oh, let me guess.
Oh, that's the lady?
70...
She... Jingle them bong.
That's the girl. That's the...
That's a lady. That's Mrs. Bublé.
See, this is how much Michael Bublé fucks. The suggested Google questions isn't, is Michael Bublé married, but it's, how many wives does Michael Bublé have?
Love it.
Well, is that because he's had a bunch?
No, it's because he probably has like a harem.
Jesus. Like, he has a coven of bitches?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Tits!
Real quick. Okay. Internet says his net worth is 60 mil.
That's not right. He made 60 mil last year off the Christmas album.
Yeah,
bro. He sings
2-inch dick for 60 mil a year. Come on now. Come on.
You would.
Be like, I'll give you 2 inches of snow. She's like, ha ha. And you're like, nah, for real.
No,
and then
for real.
He puts it out 2 inches.
She goes, oh my God, it's a snowflake. Yeah, but everyone's different.
It's cold outside. Michael's July. Chestnuts.
This
is just coming. Chestnuts roasting. How do you?
Tits.
Okay.
Whoa, what are you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, how do you know you're good at Christmas music? I guess you just sing out the family and they're like, hold up.
Well, he doesn't only sing Christmas music, bro. I mean, both you guys are looking at me like I'm crazy. He has like full albums that are like really good.
Ain't nobody listening to that.
You're lying.
Ain't nobody listening to
you're
that.
You're lying.
All right,
There's a video of tits. Michael Bublé. Hold on. There's a video of Michael. We might be able to play this. Video of Michael Bublé's concert, right? And occasionally, or maybe he just did it this concert, he gave someone the microphone to sing his song. That knew all the words, and this dude crushed it. I don't know if it went super viral.
I've seen shit like that where they bring out like a drummer on stage. I think the Foo Fighters do that.
It was a random fan, and he just picked him, handed him the microphone, and he was like as good as Michael Bublé. It was crazy.
So yeah, you're right. I have heard some of his other songs. Feeling Good and
They're
just,
fire.
And Haven't Met You Yet. And I just haven't met you yet.
Yeah, that sounds
That's
great.
A banger.
Yeah.
Dude, so his monthly listens right now is 26 mil. I'm going to check his shit in September. See what my boy's talking about.
45 mil.
Check it in July.
45 mil.
No.
Oh, you think it's up now
Christmas.
Because of Christmas.
It's December fucking 2nd or whatever. December
Word.
3rd.
Word.
I think in July, this shit dry.
Like, I don't think so.
It's still mils. It's still mils. It's probably like 10 mil, but like.
You're lying. Michael Bublé is stupid famous. He has
fire
hits.
I'm going to see what it is on motherfucking on The 26th.
Fine.
The day after Christmas.
Oh, well, the 26th. I mean,
he just jerks off to his streams fucking Christmas Eve. He's like, oh, Santa Claus is coming to town. And but you know what, like, why do you do this every year?
You know what's weird? He looks at the streams of like, he looks at the streams of like Adele and is like, oh, fuck.
Oh, you're always looking up.
Isn't that?
Always looking up.
We always talk about this, but it makes me sad. It's like Michael Bublé, we look at his, it's like 23, whatever you say, 26 mil, whatever. And that's fucking crazy. And then he looks at Adele and goes, ah, fuck.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to our second sponsor of the gosh darn evening. And they are Honey. Let me ask you something. Imagine this. Let me walk you through something. You make a list of the gifts you're going to buy for the holidays. And then,
then what?
Someone randomly gives you the money to help you buy one. Sounds good. Well, I got it, guys. That's what Honey is doing. They're helping pay for $1 million worth of gifts. Huh?
Hold up. Yeah. 1 million?
1 million.
Come on, who wants to be a millionaire? Well, I am today because I'm going to sign up for Honey and it's free.
What?
Free.
What?
Think about it. Yo, think about all the money you have in your wallet.
Got it.
Guess where it goes?
Where?
Nowhere. It's free.
Honey's free.
Honey's free.
I just want to know, I don't even really know what Honey is. Can you explain it to me?
So Honey, they add automatically codes to your cart. You don't even have to Google all that shit. I used to be doing that.
Me too.
How to get discount, use condoms, you know, weird shit, you know? But now, just put something in your shopping cart, and then the Honey, it's like an add-on. It will just be like, yo, you're already getting the best price, or be like, yo, use this code and get $3 off that turtleneck sweater, baby.
Yeah. So just add Honey to your computer, create a free account, and throw some holiday gifts on your drop list for a chance to win. Honey will randomly select winners and give them the money to help buy something on their list.
And it's no purchase necessary. You just need a PayPal account to redeem the prize. Only valid in the U.S. Sorry, everybody else in Australia and everywhere else. We love you. But U.S. people. And the giveaway ends December 21st.
Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/socks. That's joinhoney.com/socks.
So sign up not only on the website, but also get more info on how you can be a winner on the 21st.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Did you do your Spotify Unwrapped, not for the podcast, but for yourself, what you listen to the most?
I did not know.
Are you a Spotify guy?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I didn't though.
My number one artist. You guys know who it was?
Drake.
Yeah.
Of course.
It makes sense. Drake.
How do I see it?
But
I got to see what I'm at.
Yeah, just type in Spotify Unwrapped on like Google. So I'll read you guys mine. It was, it made sense, but I was also like, God, I'm a basic fucking bitch. I remember,
Hold on. Oh, here we go. That's so funny. It just did it right now.
All right, here is mine.
Oh, hold up. This is not fair because my whole family uses this Spotify.
Oh, sounds like a typical excuse. That's like back in the day when like my family had an iTunes account. So like Lindsay Lohan was on there. And then my friends would be like, why are you listening to Lindsay Lohan on your iPod now? And I'm like, dude, it's my freaking sister, sir. Like, yeah, fucking sure it is, you bitch.
So one song helps you get through it all. Does this mean you're like top played song?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to guess my top played song?
Something by Future or Lil Baby.
No.
Hillary Duff.
No. It's Drake.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm outside and or TT. No, same song.
Toosie Slide.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, first up, then first line.
The story of your 2020 with Toosie Slide.
All right, guys. So my top artists in this order, very diverse. Number one, Drake. Number two, Black Bear. Sensitive side of me. Number three, The Hold Up. It's a band from the Bay Area. Number four, none other than Young Gravy.
Oh, okay.
The Gravester himself, the Gravy Train. Number five, Tory Lanez. I was on my sensitive shit this year, baby.
You want to hear mine? Top artist, number one, Drake. Number two, Harry Mancini. That's my mom. Number three, DaBaby. Number four, Future. Number five, Frank Ocean.
Nice.
I thought Frank Ocean would be number one for sure.
Listen to a lot of Frank this
year? Oh my God. I just listen to him all the time, every day.
Favorite song?
Oh, Jesus. That's a fucking... I like Bicycle.
Okay.
That's fire.
That's the one with like Jay-Z on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Do we want to tell them?
Tits.
All right.
Tits.
Guys.
Everybody's tits. Swinging at their...
I know. They want to hear the fucking end of this story because it is fucking funny. So she calls me a couple days ago. And I'm thinking we're all good. We haven't had one hiccup. Sex is good. Fucking, we're laughing, having a great time, FaceTime and holding hands. It's great, right? I'm actually going on a date with another girl that night, right? I'll get into it, right? So go ahead.
No, I'm just, huh?
Yeah.
You were going on a date with another girl while, and you're confused why this other girl was like concerned, had a hiccup. Then she didn't know about it, right?
No.
Did she ever?
I'm not with this girl. Like I'm, you know,
all right.
I'm single. Okay. What's happening? What's wrong? You hate this?
My brain is just trying to add, subtract, and multiply.
Right.
Upstate. So you get a call. You're on the way to a date.
So I'm at my house. I'm about to jump in the shower. The girl from the restaurant girl, she calls me, right? And in my head, I'm like, I can't pick up right now. I don't know if I'm going to like lie. Because I thought she was back in LA. So
oh,
I'm like,
what are you doing
so I'm like,
tonight?
Fuck. Yeah, what am I? I thought she'd be like, what are you doing tonight? You want to hang out? Whatever. So I'm like, I got to like think of a lie. I'm like, whatever. I won't pick up. I'll get
Did
in.
Did you think of a lie?
I was just going to tell her I was going to go to my buddy's house. Like I was hanging out with my boys, right? So I called her, I'm going to get out of the shower. And this lie's propped in my head. And she goes, hey, what's up? I go, hey. She goes, yeah, so I need to talk to you. And I go, all right. And she goes, so this is not really working out for me. And I go, yeah, just
off the bat, out of the
absolute blue. Opposite of where I thought this was going, right?
Yeah.
So immediately I'm like super taken aback. And then I'm like, okay, that's totally fair. I respect the honesty. Like, why? What's wrong? And she goes, well, like, you make my pussy wet, but like when I'm with someone, I want it to be like dripping wet. And you don't make my pussy dripping wet.
She said these words to you?
Buddy, and I quote, and she goes, the sex is good, and I appreciate you like knowing what you want, but like, it's just, you know, like, I want to be like dripping wet with the person I'm with. And I'm like, I mean, can you imagine having those words said? Like, I was silent for 22 seconds. I was like, hold on. Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying. Like, I get what you're saying. I've been there before.
You're getting Hurricane Harbor. She wants a Hurricane Katrina.
That's what I'm saying.
Coochie.
She wants caca caca. Okay. So I go, okay, totally understand. Like, I've been there before. I understand. But like, you have to understand from my point of view that like, no woman has ever said this to me before. It's like, this is bonkers. And I go, listen, I've been with a lot of people. I am positive there's women out there that feel the same way. But like, I've never had someone say this to me so fucking directly before. And she was like, yeah, I'm just, you know me, like I'm brutally honest and blah, blah. And I go, okay, like I can't really say anything. Like this is not a thing that I can like argue with. It's a feeling. So there's nothing really, I can't like try to talk you out of it. She's like, yeah, I'm sorry. And I go, don't apologize. Like, I respect the honesty and I'm glad you told me now as opposed to like, you know, 6 months from now. But like, I was like, how long have you been feeling this way? She was like, it's been like not too long. And I thought like, if I just spent more time with you, then like my pussy,
I swear to God, bro.
And she goes, I thought my pussy would get like way
She's
wetter for you.
She's talking about it like it's a fucking dog that didn't like you.
I know, dog.
Just spend more time with it. Talk to it.
I know.
Play so, with it. So, water it.
So I'm like,
coochie.
I'm in my kitchen.
What's your emotion? Are you like just confused? Are you sad? Are you laughing? Or just like, what is happening?
I am so confused. Just so confused, right? And then I go, all right, well, I don't
even make me that hard.
Dude, there were, it's one of those things that happens. And then you think about what you wanted to say in the shower three days later, right?
You call her back. Hey, look. We got off on the wrong foot. But the last girl I was with, my dick was so hard, I could break a 2x4.5.
Yeah.
I can't even break a toothpick.
Yeah, my fucking dick was as hard as Chinese arithmetic, bitch. You ain't shit. But none of that came out of my face.
No,
I was like, okay, listen, like I'm really taken aback right now and there's nothing really else I can say. And she goes, okay, well, have a good night. And just hung up.
Wow.
And just hung up, dude. I put my phone down. I was in my kitchen and I was just shell-shocked. I felt so confused. I felt so sad. I felt like she like drop-kicked my ego 15 feet down the elevator shaft.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then I go, that was so malicious. Like, because think about it, right? There are 400 different ways to say that without being so mean. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she could just be like, I just don't feel this sexual attraction anymore, I guess.
She could have said that. She could have been like, listen, it's just not working. And I would have been like, okay, why? And she's like, I don't know. Like, I just don't really see this going far. And I'm looking for something serious. And it's over. But the fact that she like needed or just felt the need to say that, I literally would sit in my kitchen alone. I was like, did I do something to her to constitute her being so malicious? I was like, did I sleep with her friend? Did I DM her sister? Like, what did I do? Like, what the fuck did I do? Because again, there are so many, listen, we've all felt this way about somebody. Like, we've all felt like, oh, they're hot, or oh, like, I want to have sex with them, but like, it's just not at the level that I want to like rip all their clothes off and that kind of stuff. We've all been there. And it's fine. Like, people, certain energies don't match. It's totally fine. That's not the part that I was so like weirded out about. I was just weirded out that she felt the need to like, it just felt like she was trying to hurt me. And I was like,
yeah. Do you think she met somebody when she was in the Bay Area and was just like, I need to end things now because I want to bang fucking Brock? I don't think anybody in San Francisco is named Brock, but if there is, I'm sorry.
There's a chances for everything. So yeah, I totally, that could be a possibility. Or like the possibility could be that it was something else and she felt the need. Like, that's where I was going. I was like, is it that? And, or did I do something that she wanted to hurt me? Or it could just be like, that was the honest truth and she literally just wants to be as honest as possible. But like, there was no even a semblance of empathy in how she delivered that to me. Do you know what I mean? It could have been said 400 different ways, but like, yeah, she literally picked one of the meanest things to say to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine being on the phone with a girl and being like, yeah, you just like, you don't.
It's like fuckboyish of her.
It's.
Have you ever done that to a girl?
No. Because I'm an empathetic person, I understand what that would do to somebody.
Like, longer than that. Like, you'll think about that.
Oh, that's exactly where I was going. She literally hot potatoed that in my lap and then goes, here you go. You'll never forget me.
Goodbye, click.
Goodbye, click. You'll never forget me. And the truth is, I won't. Because it's like, that is something so insane. So insane to say somebody. Like, say to somebody. Again, I respect the honesty, but like, you don't need to be like, just, you don't need to be that. There was just no reason to be that honest. It just felt fucked up. And dude, I was in my kitchen for 6-7 in silence, just being like,
what is happening?
What's happening? And also, to be super honest with you guys, because I always am, I like this girl. And that happens very infrequently. Like, since I've been single, I've literally liked 2 people. And she's one of them. So for her to do that, I was like taken aback by like the ego blow. I was taken aback by like her,
yeah,
like,
if it was a one nighter, you'd be like, yeah, all right.
Oh, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah. You'd be like, cool, my asshole's wet, get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't you?
But that is interesting. Yeah. That's, yeah, damn. That's kind of messed up.
It's so fucked up. And the like umbrella feeling over all this is like, yo, it takes so much for me to like somebody. And then the 2 people that I've liked in this like year and whatever that I've been single have both crashed and burned in like a hilarious way. It hasn't even been like, listen, like, you know, I just don't really feel like this is going anywhere. It's like one just fell off the map, literally just like talking to me for 5 days straight, yeah, and just re-text me being like, oh, I was with my mom in Sherman Oaks. What are you saying?
Sorry, I was making cornbread. What
are you?
For 4 weeks?
I swear to God, it would be excuses like, to ask someone for a better excuse. Like, this is just not good.
Yeah,
this is not good. I was changing my
oil.
Do
you want the real
excuse? For 5 days you were changing your oil?
Do you want the real excuse?
Yes.
She's like, I'm fucking another dude. And then
I would like that. I would, but there's other.
But then you get that shit where she's like, my cooch ain't wet anymore.
But there's other, what I'm saying is there's ways to say the truth, but with empathy. So with that other girl, right? If she was just out there fucking other dudes and she just wanted to do that and felt weird telling me, that's fine. But all you gotta say is, listen, like, I'm young and I wanna explore my options. I don't wanna be held down by one option.
Maybe that's her thing. Maybe that's her like Buffy the Vampire Slayer moment, you know?
Yes. Dude, this
like
is,
leaves dude like.
Dude, I'm like that. That's funny. That's a funny observation. But I honestly think that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna meet a guy just shaking at a bus stop in like a straight jacket, and he's like, she told me she usually lactates when guys are eating her out, and not one drop of dairy came out of them goddamn knockers. I don't know.
The crazy thing is that when you have sex with somebody and it's not working, and it's not, and it's like just, it's like kind of weird and awkward, or whatever. You're like, yeah. Oh, that was like, this sex was fine.
Also,
I would 100% tell y'all. I'd be like, oh, dude, she told me that, and I'm on board. The sex was weird every single time.
Yeah.
I didn't make her come ever. Like, it was just weird. I would tell you guys. You know, I would tell you. But the sex was fucking great. She, dude, the way that she was texting me all the time, sending me fucking nudes. One time she fucking texted me, was wanting me to watch her fucking masturbate on fucking FaceTime. It's like, yo, if I don't make you wet, huh? Huh? What part of that don't make you wet? It's 4 p.m. It's 4 p.m. You want to jerk off in front of me? Greta's here.
Boo. What time did she call you at? Oh, yeah. Wait, answer that one.
Like 8 p.m.?
Did you still go on the date after?
I did, and I was fucking shell-shocked. Yeah, I had PTSD.
What was your cancellation? I don't make girls wet. I gotta go.
Oh, I didn't cancel. I went.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, I went. I had PTSD.
Was it weird?
Yeah.
Did you get it up?
No. Didn't fuck. Dude, I couldn't. I was like, you ever feel ugly? I felt.
Nah. Of course. Dude, that's just awkward, because that would be in the back of my head. I'd be like, is she wet? Is she wet, wet? Or is she wet, wet?
Oh, I know. Because the thing is, how you know? Next time I'm going to fuck a girl, I'll be like, all right, on a scale of one to how wet you're normally accustomed to, how wet are you?
You put an iPhone in it. If that shit shut off, that shit wet.
Oh, maybe.
And if you come out and you can still call somebody, you ain't doing a good enough job.
Yeah, I got to put a bowl of rice next to my fucking bed.
Goddamn, bitch, you too wet. Put some rice in there.
Oh, shit, yo. Whatever, go, girl, I had to buy a new duvet. She was too wet.
Jesus.
Remember that story?
Yeah, you got to just bang in a fucking... some fried rice bowl. That's wild.
I have a question. Is this the same girl we might... I don't remember if this is a Patreon episode or not. Was this the peanut butter and jelly girl?
Yes.
Oh,
so your instincts were correct.
So this was strike two.
This was strike 600. This one encounter, there's 600 strikes. How you tell someone you don't make it wet, wet? What the fuck does that mean, bitch? What does wet, wet mean?
I mean, it means what it sounds like.
Fuck you. This is game.
Most of the time, I'll be on any bro's side. I'll be like, yeah, fucking, she probably doesn't even fucking, she has COVID. She doesn't know her senses. She doesn't know what is.
Oh, yeah, this one, my I was like, yeah, God.
But it is funny. If she was like, I'm only dry around you, then you'd be like, fuck. But like the wet, wet, it's like, well.
What? That's what
it's
saying.
Medium rare. How much more cooked do you want it?
Yeah, what constitutes wet, wet? How wet do you normally get? Oh, that's shit, how wet? How wet do you normally get?
Afterwards,
oh,
I just
shit.
Do a slip and slide on my own juice.
Jesus Christ, you Gatorade ass bitch. What's happening?
I'll tell you what's going to get her wet. This episode, she's like, yeah, bitch, you didn't do it for me.
I know. She doesn't listen. I don't know. Maybe she does.
Oh, you're telling me.
Oh, you're.
She knows you got a podcast.
Yeah.
Hello, ma'am. Right now.
Oh, what's up?
She knows you got a podcast.
Yeah.
She did this to you. And, yeah. And you think she's just, and you're just going to go about life not talking about it?
That's true. That's true.
Hello, subscribe to Patreon.
Oh, also, especially when we name this episode, this wet, wet, like, you don't get me, wet, wet, or whatever the fuck we're name this episode. Dude, it was bonkers, dude.
Would you rather that or she just ghosted you? Because ghost is just annoying. She's like, well, what the fuck's going on?
But that's what she said. That's how she actually started. She's like, I didn't want to ghost you, so I want to tell you that we're not blah, blah, blah.
That's respectable. I think she just went over. I think there's a medium where you like meet in the middle. You're like, yeah, it doesn't work out, blah, blah, blah. And then you click hang up or mute and you go, because you don't make me wet, unmute.
Yeah.
If you ever do that on calls, you put on mute and you're like, you idiot. And then you go back.
I get so nervous. I've never done it. I get nervous.
Yeah.
Because what if mute don't
do
work?
When I'm like peeing on a conference call.
Mm-hmm.
Mute it. Ping.
Yeah.
And somebody's talking to me. And like, yeah, does that sound Trevor? And I'm still midstream. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
hold it. That sounds really good. One more time. Oh, fuck.
God damn.
Yeah, baby. I feel pretty good, man. Most people are stressed out about the holidays. Not me. Ask why. Because I've been taking that Nu-X CBD.
God damn. God damn. Holidays are stressful.
Holidays are fucking the most stressful thing.
Which is weird because they're supposed to be joyous, but yeah, they're not.
They're joyous if you're the girlfriend. The boyfriend's like, what the fuck do I get?
And you know what the boyfriend needs and whoever else is buying gifts for people that are super stressed out?
Nu-X CBD. And I'm a big CBD guy. It mellows you out and it's just like, you're so functional. I think a lot of people get confused that like there's the active ingredient in there to get you like, yo, what's up, dude? Like you can take this and like babysit. Like I wouldn't recommend that, but you can take it and do your daily routine. You could take it, go to the gym. You could take, and plus they even have some CBD that has like caffeine and energy. They have shots that are like $4.99. You rip them back, you're leveled out. You got energy, but you're chilled out. Bro, AKA the perfect combo.
They're called awake shots, bro. They have 150 milligrams of caffeine and an energy band. Energy blend and 30 milligrams of CBD, easy to drink, 2 ounce bottles. They got a mango flavored. All lab tested, amazing CBD, super high quality. They also got, you know, B12 inhalers. 200.
Let's specify on the B12 ones. Yeah.
All right.
It's like a little stick and you just get to hit it. Flavored B12 in your system. It's like caffeine. It's like a cup of coffee. Are you kidding me?
Huh?
Buy it.
Dude, go out and get it. They got disposable pens, bro. Fast acting, easy to use disposable pens that you can take on the go and never have to worry about a charger. 150 milligrams of high concentrated full spectrum CBD in each pen. And these pens are only $14.99.
And if you're an OG, they got the actual flower. They got the ones that are rolled up in little pre-rolls. Or you can buy just the flowers. You can buy like 3.5 grams, I believe that it's called an eighth for only $19.99.
Guys, go visit nux.com. That is nu-x.com. Go purchase some of their great products. You can use the promo code
SOCKS
for 20% off. Go.
God damn.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a fucking... Oh, and then I went on the date and her, this other girl and I were supposed to go like out for a drink, whatever. And then like an hour before we were supposed to go out, she texted me. She goes, hey, I live alone. Do you just want to come over here and grab a drink? And I'm like, oh, we fitting to do some school weep.
My dick finna find a sleeping bag tonight.
God damn, I hope I make this
picking
big wet
a blanket.
Wet? Shut up. Wet squared? Oh, I only make you singularly
dude,
wet?
That's gonna fuck you up forever. You're gonna be
forever.
With a girl and she's gonna be like, I'm so wet. You'd be like, how wet?
Yeah, give me.
And you stop and be like wet or like wet?
Oh.
There's a difference.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use a meat thermometer.
Jesus Christ.
160 degrees means you wet.
160?
God damn.
How warm does it get inside there? Got to be pretty warm.
You could make some corn muffins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could definitely defrost a chicken breast in there.
100%. You leave it in there? You ever leave your dick in there too long? God damn. I got sunburn.
Marinating
also,
warm in there.
Also, real quick, I know that you're listening. Fuck you, dude. Nah, not fuck you. I really, like, realistically, I respect the honesty, but it just felt. I'm just like, what? Why? There's no reason to do it. And the funniest part, one of the funniest parts, is when I went over to that other girl's house. She was hot, cool. We're sitting on a couch, and she had like the L shaped. So I was on like the L, and she was on the long piece.
Yeah,
like away from me, and then she goes, "Why don't you come over here? Why are you so fuck?" So I sit next to it, but I had PTSD.
We them boys.
Oh, I had PTSD. I didn't know it. I was like, if I go in for a kiss, she's gonna be like, "Get out of here, you fucking ugly shit."
She's like, "Why don't you dim the lights?" You're like, "Wax them ugly." No, I want to have sex.
Why? Because that makes you wet, you bitch. Dude,
why don't you come on? Pat's the couch. Come
she
on
did.
Over here.
She pat the couch for me to come over, and so like, but we,
did
I
you?
Dude. Yeah, moved over, dude, but I literally was so shell-shocked, PTSD from that conversation, dude. I didn't even lean in for a kiss. It just got to a certain point, and she had to wake up at 5 a.m. It got to a certain point. It got to like 11, 11:30, and then she like pulled the, okay, well, I gotta get up early. And I was like,
you guys didn't do anything?
Nothing. It's literally like there's a snake, right? And you go in to touch a snake and it bites your fucking finger off. And you're in the hospital. And then your friend comes like, hey man, you got another snake show. How are you gonna think you're gonna interact with some snake after you get a fucking finger bitten off?
That's true.
I was like, I don't wanna even touch a snake. I don't wanna touch this. I was literally, it was the first time in my life where I was like, I was like self-conscious. Usually when I'm in that situation, it's like, that's like my home court advantage. Let's do it.
Yeah. Like, so did you like text that girl the next day and be, hey, sorry, I was off, or you just like ignored it? Or
I didn't even text her.
Yeah.
Didn't even text her. But I was like, the conversation we had was good, but oh my God. I didn't even fucking tell you this thing that she told me. Buddy, she was in, what's fucking country? I think Italy.
What
girl? I'm so sorry. I'm not giving names. The girl that I went on a date with that same night.
Yeah.
So this crazy thing that she told me, she was in, I think, Italy, backpacking by herself. She was like 19 doing this. Why are you going backpacking by yourself? What's the allure of that? Going to another country by your goddamn self? Just eating grilled cheese sandwiches? For what? Such a white thing to do. Such a Caucasian thing to do.
Backpacking is the whitest thing you can do.
You can't really do anything whiter than that.
Well, it's like you have a house, but you're like, I'm going to put it on a backpack and then also stay at a hotel every night. But yeah, backpacking. Yeah.
White people are funny. White people are like, oh, let me go on vacation and act like I'm poor. That's how fucking privileged white people are. Let me go act like I'm poor.
That is a funny take.
Stay in a fucking hostel and shit. Anyway, so she told me that she was staying in hostels for like 3 months. She was in like going back and forth, and she was in Italy, and one of her friends in the hostel said there's like some website where you can go stay on someone's couch that lives there for free. And they like sort of-
I've heard of this.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know whatever that is, right? So she did it in a couple countries. And then when she was in Italy, she did it. And she showed up to the person's place. The dude opened the door. No pants on. He pushed her in. Yeah.
That's not good.
Oh, not good. Pushed her in. Took her phone. Locked the door. She said she could hear other girls in the fucking place, right? But luckily, she said that she was in ROTC. So they talked like a bunch of like self-defense shit. So immediately she punched this dude in the face, broke his jaw, she said.
Fuck yeah.
She sprained her hand. She ran out and then had to get on a fucking train or whatever, the tube, whatever they call it in fucking Italy, and find the, what is it called? The American embassy? Mm-hmm. Found the American embassy and then told them like what happened. How insane Christ. Is that? She was like 18 or 19 when she did that. Insane.
God, horrible.
Horrendous. But I mean, she's like, she's a fucking hero, bro. She like,
yeah.
Saved all those girls and the dude's in jail now.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Good for her.
I mean, yeah. I bet she gets wet. Fuck! What am I going to do? The rest of my life? How am I going to tell?
What if you do this? What if you always carry around like a little bit of lube and you just secretly just like squirt like more lube on women so then they're like,
wet.
They're wet.
Damn,
wet,
and they're wet. And they're gonna be like, oh shit, I'm wet. This guy gets me wet.
Yeah.
Wet. She goes, it's too wet. You're like,
dude,
I know.
Let me tell you something, man. Just further than that, too, I can't even look at water. Every time I take a sip, I'm like, fuck.
Is this what she was talking about?
Yeah. I don't know what this is. H2O? Every time I do dishes, I'm like, fuck. Can't do dishes?
You know? Dude, it is what it is.
It yeah, 100%, dude. It is what
it's
it
just,
is.
It caught you out of the blue. Everybody's losing their mind. It's COVID, wet, you know.
Oh my God. She fucking took my ego and fucking kicked it over a goddamn Ruby Tuesdays.
Question.
Give it to me.
Can we still go to that restaurant? Because I love that place. What?
Cannot.
Can I go?
If you can take it to go. If you even tip, I'm going to kill you.
It's so good.
No.
I'm gonna ask for a water and spill it and be like, how's that for wet? And then she's just not working that night. And they're like, what is wrong with this guy?
Shut up. I'm staying here until you look at the schedule. Wednesday.
You don't give me wet. Yeah, what is the clarifying wet? When it start dripping?
I don't, dude.
When the glazed donut, extra glaze. Fuck, I want a glazed donut.
Oh my God.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
I just want to lay under that bitch in the conveyor belt and then just. Let me tell that's you, wet. When the coochie on that coochie cream title.
When that shit says fresh out the oven. What does it say? Fresh? What is that? When
Subway, eat fresh. It's not fresh.
Nothing about that
who
shit
came fresh. Up with eat fresh.
That fat dude that's a pedophile, what's his name?
Jared Fogle.
How do you know his whole name? God damn.
I don't know. I was talking about him last night with somebody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, speaking of the restaurant, this literally, I'm not shitting you, because I called Jess because I was like, I need a female perspective, and all the people that I call in New York, it's fucking 1 a.m. I was like, I gotta call someone. I gotta tell somebody. I called her and super nice, gave me good advice, and then 5 minutes into the conversation she goes, fuck, I guess we can't go to the restaurant anymore. I was like, no, we fucking can't.
I'm going. I love that place.
I love it too. I'm going in with it. I wear a fucking mask.
Wear a raincoat.
Yeah, wear a raincoat and be like, oh, is this so when you get wet? bitch.
You just have a trench coat filled with water bottles and you open it. How's this for wet, huh? I'm sorry that happened, man. It's not great.
Oh, but, dude. So such an ego blow. And also, it's a frustrating feeling because then it's like, you know, every girl that I've like quote unquote liked in this span of me being single has turned out to be duds. And then you go, is there anyone?
Yeah.
Is there anyone that's not a fucking weirdo?
I think so.
Probably can't get them wet. Fuck!
Let me get into some sock talk.
Sock talk. I hope it's wet. God damn it.
She got that wet. What's that one song on TikTok? Sick. I need some wet. Yeah. Wet. I need a man. Under the man.
Give it to me, Johnson.
All right. We got a question here from jbone.exe who says, would you suggest that a beginner does an open mic over Zoom during COVID?
No.
I wouldn't let it discourage you of what it could be in real life, but I mean, you could try it out. What is nice about that is you could literally have your notes like taped to the laptop or computer and like have your jokes there. But like, I wouldn't let it all, like if you eat dicks on there and you just kind of like don't do well, I wouldn't let that deter you. But I mean, also you could do it to hear like other comics and just, if you're new, just learn the format of a joke, you know? So hearing other people's structure and like, it'll help you realize what kind of comedy you like. If you thought the one-liner's really funny, you could alter towards that. Or if you found like, you know, the stories and all that, just kind of just, yeah, I mean, you're just like watching people play basketball at the park. So I don't think it's bad, but I think it's a foot into that realm because who knows until like actual open mics are open.
I agree with you some points. I think if you want to just watch it, that's great. I just, the first time you do it, this is like, you're going to do it. It's not stand-up. Like, it's not, stand-up is such about context. And like, the first time you do it, it's just not stand-up.
Yeah. Like, even like, it's also just like having a conversation and then everybody else on Zoom is like shutting up. Like, hey, we'll listen to you now.
Yeah, it's like, it's not, listen, I maybe jumped a little bit. Do it.
I just wouldn't. The only thing is, I wouldn't want 6 months to go by and open mics finally come up and then you're too busy and then you're like, whatever. It's a step in the right direction. So.
Yeah, it's just, I guess my bad feeling on Zoom is you're not playing like the right game. Like you're playing basketball on like a football field. It's like, so it's basketball, but it's not basketball. That's
right.
But
is it better to be playing that type of basketball than no basketball at all?
That's why I was kind of like retracting my initial statement. I just need this person to know that like you're playing basketball on a football field. So when you start doing it, I guess you might be a little more proficient in playing basketball because you've been playing it on a football field, but it's not the same. It's a completely different, like you're getting these 6 months, you're going to get good on doing stand-up on Zoom. It's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree with you that it's better than doing nothing. So do it. My opinion is do it, but understand that it's not the same. It's like you're doing 10% of stand-up.
Yeah.
Because so much of it is like feeling the audience and feeling 100%. The energy in the room.
But I will say I have done some Zoom shows over the quarantine. And when a laugh does hit, it is a different feeling. But it is a laugh. At the end of the day, you're like, okay, that worked.
True.
You know, it's not like a roar where it fills up the room. But it's like you hear laughter and you're like, okay, that's cool that this joke, when the world is open, will work.
Yeah. And I really like your point, too. It's like, starting a new thing, especially as something as scary as stand-up, is a hard start. So you, if you have enough courage to do it now, fucking do it. Because to your point, in 6 months when the shit opens, or a year when the shit opens, when there's start to have to be live open mics, you might be too busy or you might lose your nerve or like that type of stuff.
Reverse engineering, like since we were able to do live shows before, you know, so many of those before the pandemic, we're so used to that. But this guy's never done a live show, so he doesn't know what it's like to have that live show feeling.
Right.
So he might get used to the Zoom setting. And then when he does a real show with the jokes he made through the Zoom setting, he's like, oh fuck, this is amazing. This crushed. I loved it. You know?
Right. Right.
Try it out.
Yeah. So I think the umbrella point is that to
under
to,
my umbrella yeah.
to do
Ella,
it, but no,
Ella,
Ella,
wet. Umbrellas is wet protectors.
See, literally, what it is.
Your dick.
Do you know
umbrella?
Do you know that water molecules are like massive, and then like the umbrellas, there's like if you look through the fabric, there's like massive holes in terms of like atoms. There's so it's so big.
Huh?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
I said that. That. Huh?
Wait. The raindrops put holes in umbrellas?
No, like the fabric of an umbrella, uh-huh. like doesn't really. It's woven very loosely. It looks like it's super tight, but like on like a molecular level, it's like very open. But water molecules are so big that's why it stops rain.
Science podcast,
dude. I told y'all I know science. Did I hear this on somewhere else? Yeah. Am I fucking this up horribly? Damn. Yes.
All right, let's do a secret talk. This is an anonymous listener who says, "I'm a girl."
Does she get wet? I'm so pissed.
She says, "I'm a girl. I jerked off my neighbor while I was on the phone with my best friend, who later became my girlfriend."
Hold up. We're moving too quick. We're on the Autobahn, and you're on the Autobahn, and I'm in traffic on the 405. What is happening?
Yeah.
So
I'm on a bird scooter. I have no idea what's happening.
So wait, she's jerking a guy off while on the phone. Holy fucking, friend. What was that? Being ambidextrous?
Yeah.
Right. So hear me out. Talking to the girl on the phone, but now the girl is her girlfriend.
Yeah.
So that dude.
So by the transitive property, he fucked the girl on the phone.
Transitive property. Well, that too, transitive property. Yeah. But also, she left him because he didn't get her wet. Went with a female. Michael, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
No, turn up.
It's just like a nice. What a fun story about.
Like, I mean,
how you
here's
met.
The thing. If you.
Like how bad was that fucking jerk off that she just changed teams?
No,
how
she
disgusting.
She was one doing it.
I understand.
How bad
how
was
disgusting
dick?
Was his dick?
Well, I think what it is like, you know what? Here's the thing. I think if you really need to know what side you're on, because if you're bi, you might lean one, like, you know, 60-41% more. I think you get the finger and you also do it handy at the same time. And you see what is better.
Yeah, that's a
and
good
she kind of did that. Damn, that dude got beat out by a fucking phone call.
But
you might think getting a girl not wet as fuck, but imagine
but bro,
getting beat up by a phone call.
I'll tell you what though, if you think about it, women's like sexuality is tied a lot to like emotions, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So that's how dope that girl's fucking
voice and flirt
game was.
Yeah. And what did you want on that pizza? Pineapple? Fuck.
Yeah.
She's jerking him off with the emotion. He probably got a fucking. Great handy.
I think his penis was disgusting.
Probably, but she's going off. She's like the voice of her is turning her on. So she's
right.
Just like, "This ain't good."
Yeah,
this guy's just nutting everywhere.
Yeah, they got fucking nutted Mike and Ike's. You ever like
Mike and Ike's?
Awful.
Add more flavors.
Mike and Ike's are fucking disgusting.
Anyways, wet.
Wet.
Michael Umbrella Blaustein.
God damn it, Rihanna, motherfucking.
Me and my umbrella. Ella,
I don't need it.
Ella,
don't need it. I don't need an umbrella. I don't need a fucking raincoat. You call me Michael Desert Blaustein. Fuck.
Damn.
Wet. Oh, my bad. I only can get you wet. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You need double wet?
Yeah.
Why don't you call your best friend, you fucking nerd?
Seems like you're getting over it pretty well, though.
It's over. Now it's just funny. It was so extreme because I live my life by saying... I'm funny first. This is a 6-minute bit. I can't wait to write it.
Oh yeah, I mean, literally, this is going to be that bit that some special, you know, somebody on like Hulu or Amazon's like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
This guy can't make a girl wet. Damn, get in here. We loved your material, kid. That wet bit. How did you come up with it? That's hilarious. I mean, there's no way that actually happened. A girl would say that to you, and you're like, yep. Based on a true story, and then she's in the front row at your special taping, squirting on stage. Too far, cut the episode, Gabe. Side talk.
Do you love me?
So, hey, you know, blessing in disguise. We'll leave it at that.
100%. I dodged a bullet. I definitely dodged a bullet.
100, next episode. 100th episode. We think we got some lockdown.
Yo.
If we get it, it's going to be fucking nuts. Other than that, crazy. Crazy to be 100 episodes deep.
It's insane. Guys, look at the progress. We started it. We've been in 19 different studios. This is crazy. But guys, Thank you so much for listening and watching, dude. As I always say, we really appreciate it. Like, I'm not even shitting you. It really means a lot that we're here, and it's because of you guys. So yeah, man, go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps us out. Go follow us on Spotify and Patreon. If you guys want to be a Patreon member, it's 4 extra episodes a month for only $5. It's
only $5.
So yeah, man.
4 hours of 4 hours uninterrupted, zero ads, 4 hours a month extra for only $5.
Hell yeah. All right, guys. Love you. Peace. Have a good day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.